This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. According to the Transylvania Times, cashiers at the Energy Mart on US 64 in Brevard have been guessing who the winner of the $1 million scratch-off lottery ticket was for most of the day on Wednesday. When they found out it was Lori Gray, a regular customer at the store who frequently stops in for gas and a lottery ticket, they were excited. Gray won the Red Hot Million game, a $10 scratch-off game. In a news release, Gray said she plans to use the prize to buy a house, help pay for her children's education, and maybe go on another honeymoon with her husband. The Red Hot Millions game marks the first time that North Carolina Education Lottery Instant Game has allowed players who scratch off a $1 million prize to choose between a 20-year annuity prize or take a discounted lump sum cash payment. Players who choose the annuity receive $50,000 a year for 20 years. Those who choose the lump sum receive a cash prize of $680,000. After choosing the lump sum option, Gary received a payment of $462,403 after taxes were withheld. Brevard resident Maria Chantel is the winner of Transylvania County Logo Contest. She was awarded the recognition Monday night during the regular Transylvania County Commissioners meeting. The logo was developed in honor of the county's 150th celebration, or sesquicentennial, in 2011. Centel's winning entry will receive some minor modifications before it goes on county stationery signs or county flag. The winning logo includes the county courthouse, a white squirrel, a waterfall and running water, and a violin. Five people were killed Thursday in a fiery crash of a small private plane as it attempted to land in an airport in western North Carolina. Macon County Airport Manager Neil Hope stated that the county medical examiner indicated five people died in the crash. The identities of the victims have not been released. A spokeswoman for the Federal Aviation Administration says the aircraft left Venice Municipal Airport in Florida for the airport in Macon County. The airport will remain closed until further notice as investigators for the FAA examine the wreckage and because there was debris on part of the 5,000-foot asphalt runway. The exact cause of the crash wasn't immediately known. The Brevard Fire Department is warning county residents of the importance of regularly cleaning their dryer vents and lint traps following a fire at a residence on Pole Miller Road Extension last Friday. According to Chief Craig Budinski, the Brevard Fire Department was called out to a home in response to a call just after 10:30 a.m. When firefighters arrived, they found light smoke billowing from a single-wide mobile home. An interior team of firefighters found the fire in the vicinity of the dryer and removed the dryer from the residence. The firefighters then used fans to ventilate the residence. Budinski stated that the dryer at the residence has excessive lint buildup, which burned along with the clothes in the dryer. He advised that it is important for homeowners to clean the lint trap before and after each load of clothes. And this has been Ia Dossi for WSQL News.